This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, the former spy chief and head of psychological warfare, co-founder of Delta Force, Dr. Steve Pachenik, is joining us coming up. And there has been a rebellion in the intelligence community. The media tries to misrepresent that claim. You know, well, Pachenik isn't running the movement. He never said he was. The point is, it's just people everywhere. We're the movement. You're the movement. Citizens are. Everybody. Human. We're just citizens here fighting a globalist takeover like the French Resistance or something. This is real. Roger Stone's here. Pachenik's coming up the next segment. He's riding shotgun with us the next 2 hours. Take a little break for some lunch in a little while. We're getting Roger some lunch. But, Roger, wow. You agree we need to go after them. They need to be punished. They need to go to jail. Not out of vindictiveness. Justice must be served. Plus, this is Day of the Dead. These zombies are going to keep coming back at us until their brains have been removed.
Well, first let me address something Bev said, because I think it's crucially important, because we've seen this before. If you read Hamilton Jordan's biography, there's a whole section on how Jimmy Carter wanted to run against Ronald Reagan, thought he was a simpleton.
Oh, you said this a few months ago.
Thought that he was imminently beatable. We saw the same thing here, where if you look at the returns in Detroit, in Milwaukee, in Pittsburgh, for example.
Replay of Reagan.
No other Republican could have won this. Had we nominated a conventional establishment Republican, you would have gotten the traditional Republican vote in those places, and we would have lost. Only Trump could have won this. So, again, Bev's right. Be careful what you wish for.
Why are they so incompetent? I knew Trump was the strongest from the beginning.
Because they're elitists. They don't understand working people. They don't understand how average people think, and they don't understand their values. And they never understood Trump's appeal to working people. He speaks the language.
We want to go eat a hamburger and drink a beer. They want to go devil worship and drink blood. They're just disconnected.
Exactly. Now, the other thing, to go to your point, is Trump is a man who means what he says and says what he means. You watch the debates, you can run them back down and rewatch them. He's going to seek justice for those who have broken the law. Now, he doesn't think that he unilaterally can wave a wand and say Hillary should be sent to jail. There's a process. But they have avoided the process for 40 years. And now it is time for it all to catch up with them. They need to be put through the judicial process. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity.
It's money laundering.
It's a slush fund for grifters.
But don't we have the total proof with the WikiLeaks from 3 weeks ago where we got to cover this up? There's like 15 of them that I saw. We got to cover it up for POTUS. He's in secret communication with this illegal thing. This is like, God, we're all screwed. Drawn quarter over did this. This is totally illegal. We have them running around admitting they're committing crime, so dumb on emails, then admitting they want to cover it up. I mean, it's open and shut.
We've always had the evidence. What we haven't had is an honest prosecutor who will take it to a grand jury so that justice can be done. Now I think you will finally have that. We now go into what I think is a crucial period, because personnel is policy. And the president-elect needs to choose people who reflect his worldview, who reflect his mindset.
Yeah, no more old guard. He needs to get patriots, new people, folks from the outside. He needs to get business people, doctors. He needs to get he's got a wide spectrum.
And he needs to avoid globalists. He needs to avoid neocons. He needs to avoid those who are tied to the mistakes of the past. He needs a fresh team of
Tell folks how pathetic the mainstream media is. Famous people, because it's on your phone, are calling Democrats who've been attacking. Now they suddenly are kissing your ass, asking for jobs.
The job seekers now come out of the woodwork. First, there's the Republican job seekers, those who were never for Trump. They're the ones calling to say, I was with you the whole time. Can you send my resume? Can you send my resume? Then you've got the reporters who wouldn't give you the time of day, who misrepresented what you said, who attacked you. Now they want to know if they can get an interview with Donald Trump. This is the way the world works. This is why I left Washington when I did. Washington is the phoniest place on the planet. If you want to meet real people, you got a better chance in Hollywood.
Well, exactly. And I want to just say this. What am I asking for from Trump? Just be true. Restore the republic. Cut taxes. Cut the debt. unify the nation. I'm not asking you for anything. Just do what you said you'd do. Please, for my children, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Election came. He won. It's now November 9th, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and history is now being made. Never underestimate the arrogance of the Washington bureaucrat and banker class. They created this con that they were invincible. Now that America has tasted victory again, the spirit of the Republic is rising. Dr. Steve Pachinik is with us the next 40 minutes or so. Then Larry Nichols, who has just proven to be so dead on, is going to be joining us. David and I continues on. And we've decided, whatever crew wants to stay, there's no pressure. We're going to just continue, not 52 hours, we're going to continue broadcasting right through tonight till as long as we can stay here. Because that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And you're here by the tens of millions. I haven't checked the numbers. In the first 30-something hours, we had 27 million people just on Facebook and YouTube and on our own streams. Just on Facebook, before it was like 10 million or more. That's not even our main platforms. I had to kind of pistol whip around here, folks, to make people start putting our videos on Facebook 6 months ago. I'm joking when I say that. They actually buggy whip people. But the point is that very exciting things are happening. We are ace of spades every time, royal flush, blowing the living daylights out of them. But We have to prosecute them. These rats are not ever going to back off now. They are. They've always hated us because they know we're colossals compared to them. We're not here to screw people over. They're mentally ill and want to pull everything down because they're so spiritually ugly. Now, Roger Stone's riding shotgun with us throughout the broadcast today. He's flying back out later this afternoon. I want to do some in-depth talks with him, but this is all kind of co-hosting here, just briefly, because they keep telling me this. Yeah, Alex, you want to hire four or five more reporters and crew members and pay the bills around here, you need to plug, which I haven't done in days, our sponsors, and you need to stop skipping breaks, and you need to, I got Ted Anderson telling me this from Minnesota, I got them telling me, and I'm not bitching, I'm just saying, refuel us. There isn't anywhere where you can buy products that are better. We go out to the top producers and say, we want the most ridiculously high quality. And we're going to have it at a low price. And they just go, no one does this. Well, we do. Okay, whether it's X2 or whether it's DNA Force, whatever it is, free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com's umbrella site on non-GMO seeds, high-quality durable food, everything there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Donald Trump has said it, and the media tried to hang it like an albatross around his neck. I'm not bragging. It really is true. InfoWars is at the absolute core of the rediscovery of America and the American system in 1776, not because I invented any of this, but because I rediscovered what America was in life and in the history books and more. And then for 20 plus years, I've been in the trenches learning this from every angle and developing a knowledge base that no one else really has. Other people have knowledge bases that I don't have. I'm not saying I'm some grand poobah. Let's just say this. This brain trust is being given to everybody, and you're adding to it electrochemical supercomputer that's interfaced with the silicon world. This is the new true AI system. Is we the people interface in the new media and overthrowing the entire technocracy they believe would be our enslavement. It will now be the delivery system to Valhalla, but we have to take it in our hands. And that's not utopia, I'm promising. That's reality. But it's an animating contest. Now, we will not be teleported there on a bed of roses, as Thomas Jefferson said. InfoWars Store.com is the Energon cubes we need. It's the fuel. You get high-quality products. It's symbiotic. There are things you need to reuse and have again, just like we need to continue on breathing as the seasons pass, as the planet orbits. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, StevePaczynik.com is his great website. He's joining us right now, popping in. And, of course, we have Roger Stone here jumping anytime, Roger. But what an incredible time. Now, Paczynik, we're co-hosting. Just give us little nuggets of where you see this going, what's unfolded. You know, we talked this weekend, and I said I thought Trump was going to win. I mean, I knew they were going to try to steal it, and I had a bad feeling. And Bev Harris was on. She's a liberal. But she said clearly they tried to steal it. But the tsunami was so big that it defeated him. So I think now, asking you, what do we do next? I want your view. I mean, clearly, do you think we should just let Hillary sail off into the sunset?
Clearly not. First of all, I want to congratulate you, Alex, and Roger for really initiating this American Revolution. It was not easy. It's an important idea that people have to understand that this was initiated by what we call the alternative media. Roger and I had worked under Reagan. We had worked under other presidents, Nixon. But this is really a revolution, and this was a revolution that people should understand, initiated through your auspices, plus Roger interceding, my coming in, but it also belongs to the men and women who are in our intelligence service, our military intelligence, our civilian intelligence. Had they not performed, we would not have been at this position. And I can't tell you how important they have been to the integrity of the Republic. It's not just the men and women who carry guns and fight our wars, the kinetic wars. This is a new kind of war. And let me tell you, in 1973, I was fortunate enough under the GI Bill to not only attend Harvard, but MIT. Not because I was so smart, but because I understood that at MIT they were going to teach me something that had never been taught before, and that was the Internet and social media, 1973.
My dad was at UT in the 60s, and they were talking about CD-ROM and social media then as well in the Plan 2 program when he was in high school, and of course you know that was a secret DARPA program.
But that's exactly it. So we have to thank DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and even the CIA for having initiated this type of modality that nobody could conceive. 50 years later, we have been able to utilize it using you, Roger, many others, and the internet to literally have a coup, which the Clintons did and attempted it, and there was a counter coup. There's no question about it. Without soldiers, without tanks, as Roger said, you know, the old line Republicans were useless. We were able to kick them out. And in turn, what happened was the Republic answered in a way that we'd never seen before. The voices that came through you, through the protests, through the meetings that they went to with Donald Trump, and the fact that Donald could articulate our discontent and maintain it at a phenomenal rate that even I was stunned. I got to tell you, as a doctor, psychiatrist, I've never seen anybody like Donald Trump. He was tireless. I mean, I had to go to bed at midnight, 1 in the morning, because I figured, oh, you know, this will keep on going. But truthfully, we owe a great debt of gratitude to the family, the Trump family, to all the people around him.
They're warriors. They're warriors. And Roger Stone here with us, former Trump campaign head.
Roger's an old-line warrior. I mean, he and I worked for Nixon. I had a great, great respect for Nixon. And as I said to a friend of mine who's now meeting with Rumsfeld, I said, the spirit of Nixon, and I came in later on. Roger was far more involved with Nixon than I did. I really came in towards the end and then the Ford administration. But Nixon communicated with me, and that man was a genius. I mean, people really only understand Watergate, but they don't understand how brilliant he was. And he was a poor man. He grew up as a Quaker. He watched his brother get killed. He grew up with all kinds of problems that he was able to...
Well, reportedly, Stone was like best friends with Nixon after he got out of office. That's what the New York Times says.
I admire him, and I understand that.
He never lined his pockets. He never used his position in government to enrich himself. They tried to say that in Watergate. It was false. He was, above all, a patriot. He was for a strong America. He was for peace. And he paid the ultimate price for it. But and he made mistakes. There's no question. Closing the gold window, enormous mistake. The war on drugs, enormous.
But he wasn't a demon. You had a question for Pichano.
No,
he was a patriot.
Roger's correct. He
was a patriot.
Did that. And ironically, the liberals come up to me and say, oh, my God, I didn't know that Nixon had created the Environmental Protection Agency. I didn't know Nixon had initiated NIDA, National Institute for Drug Abuse. I said, yeah. It doesn't mean we're all right-wing neocons.
See, one thing interests me, and that was the byplay of last Friday and Monday. Like you, I have very good sources in the New York Police Department. They assured me that the treasure trove of 650,000 documents that were found on the Huma Abedin Anthony Weiner server were political and legal dynamite. I mean, just evidence of treason, evidence of corruption, evidence of crime.
Sex compromising.
Evidence of pay for play, evidence of sexual blackmail, and so on. So how is it that the FBI director, who took months to go through 33,000 emails, could say, oh, we've been through all this and there's nothing there?
Well, that's my next question for both of you.
And
I was told by sources.
And why did no one...
That they told Hillary, you better not try to steal it.
Well,
we're going to bring all this out.
Roger has a key point, but I will answer. Roger understands this because we've been in several administrations. Fear and collusion are one of the greatest dynamics that you have in politics. And the Clintons were able to collude with Loretta Lynch and James Comey. The reason why, Roger, he had to come out is because thanks to our military people, our people in the intelligence community, who were sick and tired of his acquiescence, of Comey's acquiescence, they allowed a lot of the emails to go literally right through WikiLeaks. And we have to give a kudo to Julian Assange, who really...
Who is the MVP? I mean, is Julian Assange even more key? I mean, Trump's the MVP.
He is very...
Drudge is an MVP. How do you...
If I were Trump, I would give him a pardon and ask him to come to the United States and give him American citizenship.
Isn't it time to bring Snowden back?
That's a different issue.
No. Agreed. That's a different issue. But I agree with you on Assange. I would offer him a pardon. Look, they threatened to kill this guy. They threatened to drone him. They put pressure on the British government to actually withdraw the diplomatic recognition of Ecuador so they could rush the embassy and arrest him because he was the man with the...
All right, guys, stay there. We're going to come back. I want to ask you guys quick questions, quick answers. How do they strike back, this nest of globalists, George Soros and others? I know we're all celebrating here, but, I mean, we just won a big battle, but we're still, you know, got more attack ships coming. And so I want to win. I want to win it all. Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Obsessing post-mortem here on who the MVP is. I want to know who was the most effective. Drudge overall, punching through narratives, showing the truth, giving people a palette of reality to make their own decisions outside of the echo chamber of MSM. obviously Julian Assange, Brexit, and Nigel Farage, and that breaking away. It's like planets aligning. Oh, the stuff Roger Stone did behind the scenes is epic. The intelligence community, the Patriots. But I got to say, Julian Assange, I think hands down, Julian Assange, just the WikiLeaks, and that ties into the intelligence community and Patriots, and whistleblowing. I think whistleblowers are the MVPs. And so when I say Assange, he's the archetype of that. But really, it is those whistleblowers are the MVPs, giving us a window into these nasty globalist activities, bringing salt to the earth, you know, absolutely bringing the truth out. Dr. Steve Pachinik, you think that's an accurate statement? The MVPs in this revolution against tyranny are the whistleblowers.
Well, let me be frank. I think all of you are the MVPs. Julian is part and parcel of a revolution that started way before Julian even knew this revolution was there. And quite frankly, it's you and others who sat there in the alternative media, which was called the alternative media, which will now become the mainstream media because the mainstream media is finished. What happened in this revolution are several things. Number one, the mainstream media is finished. The Clinton Foundation will be disbanded.
And by the way, I got to stop you. We're not just saying this. We now have to really up our game. They're gone. This is really happening.
It's happening, but nobody's gone until they're gone. And remember, even in the French Revolution, it got out of control. And one of the reasons that I have to be very careful about what we say and do is that we need to put in place what Reagan had in place and what Nixon had in place, a very effective team of very bright individuals who are not just loyalists, but who can implement. Now, Trump has a very effective team.
That's right. Let's talk about, everybody wants to celebrate. Okay, let's celebrate by winning. Roger, real quick, and then you get to ride shotgun with us.
Go ahead, Roger.
I mean, just real fast, in 60 seconds each. What does Trump do next, exactly, to make sure they don't undermine him? I think you should stop all this dangerous public events for a while. We need to get in first, because I think they're going to try to kill him.
I have a concern about his personal security. I pray for his safety, as does my family. But above all, he needs to be careful to choose people who reflect his views. This is the section, Steve, you've seen this, where they come out of the woodwork. The job seekers, the courtiers, the brown nosers, the bootlickers, and they explain to you how helpful they were to you when, in fact, they did nothing to help you get elected.
And that's how you're going to get infiltrated. It's not just
Roger
they suck.
Is absolutely correct. And he mentioned the one particular group, the neoconservatives, the ones who came out like Steve Hadley, Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, Sandy Berger, Fukuyama, a whole group of them who were exceedingly dangerous under Bush Jr., who came out and said, we want to make America number one.
Yeah, they're the folks working with the Islamists that blew up the towers.
Now they are very dangerous. They cannot be in this administration. And that's kind of a warning to everyone that there will be no neocons involved, including ancillary individuals, particularly in the Defense Department and the national security area. It cannot happen. And Roger understands this, and I understand it. This revolution really came out as a revolution against the neocons and what happened in 9/11.
Let me ask you this.
I do want to go to the MVP question because it's an important
ahead,
one. And there's somebody who isn't on our list so far. Because I agree with you, Alex, that Drudge, a crucial player here in what happened.
Breitbart. Bannon.
But Steve Bannon, more than anyone else, who had an acute understanding of the new media, something the campaign lacked until he joined. I've miscommunications with him this morning, but I think he should be the chief of staff. When I reach him, I'm going to urge him to seek that job. I think he has the big picture viewpoint that Trump needs. He knows exactly who the bad guys are. He knows exactly who those who really helped win this victory are. He understands the value.
He should run the henhouse.
And he understands the value of InfoWars.com and the fact that Alex has been the tip of the spear, that Alex has been resistance central. He is deeply appreciative of everything that's happened here. He is the right man to be the gatekeeper because the gatekeeper, as Steve knows, is crucial. Who gets in to see the president, whose paper gets on the president's desk, is now
And that's
crucial.
Why they're crapping their drawers. We'll come back with Pachinik, give him the floor, and then let him go. That's why they're crapping their drawers, because Steve Bannon is a patriot. He knows cutting taxes will help people. He knows he's an American. I mean, that's all we want is just somebody. And so They're crapping their pants. We'll see what Pachinik thinks is most important straight ahead and what the next chapter of this is, because not everybody wants to celebrate, and that's great. But, you know, if you're celebrating this win, we're going to lose the next war. Everybody can celebrate. That's wonderful. But I love this so much, we have to win the next 10 battles. And it gets easier as we tap in the 1776 power. Stay with us. It's got problems. You've got to kneel to it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Things are happening right now. We have the Albion sword. This is the Republic. This is the new Atlantis. That's what our founders tried to create. it was a system to be based on liberty and freedom. The West is where the liberty came from. And now we have the social justice warriors and the social engineers trying to shut that down because they can't compete with real liberalism. And they've changed all the terms and scrambled it all. But this is a really last chance, I think. Trump has to deliver. I want to ask Dr. Pechenik this and then you, Roger. And then we're going to get Larry Nichols on. Trump has to deliver. But what is delivering? And what else does he do to surround himself, you're absolutely right, with the generals, not the PR BSers and not the folks who want to be on red carpets and fly around with a bunch of jackasses, you know, and rock stars. We need real men and women that are dedicated to the return of America. Dr. Pechenik?
What he needs to do is to first appoint those people who can clean out the system. In particular, you have to go into the FBI again. You have to go into the Justice Department. If Giuliani comes in, I remember him under the Reagan administration. He did a formidable job against all the banking elites, Drexel Burnham and others. If he comes in, then the IRS has to be reevaluated and reconfigured. And then if the sheriff comes in to do Homeland Security, that would be important to clean it out and reconstitute it. So you're going to have to decrease the size of our government. You have to have people, what I used to do and still do is a sweeper. You come in and you clean out every institution and not give that individual a particular job. He comes in, he sweeps it out, and basically reconstitutes it very quickly. I did that under the Reagan administration. I did that under the other administrations. But you need that kind of fixer or sweeper that Roger knows about. And we go in there, and we tighten it from the White House. Nixon had a very effective team in the White House so that when they came in and they overran the bureaucracy, he knew exactly what was happening.
And is that why the elite hated Nixon?
No, I think Steve has put his finger on it. Immediately after the 1972 election, Nixon went to Camp David, took his top aides with him, and they just hunkered down for a week and wrote a plan to completely clean out the federal bureaucracy, top to bottom. CIA, FBI, Justice Department, particularly all the social agencies. This is what scared the Washington establishment. This is a major factor in the takedown of Nixon. He threatened the bureaucracy like
he was never, actually acting like a president.
Never before. He didn't feel he had the mandate to do it in the first term, where he had been very narrowly elected with less than 50% of the vote. After the great sweep of 72, he was ready to make his move. I know. I went to the Office of Economic Opportunity to help close down the legal services operation, which had really become a lobbying operation against the Nixon administration.
We're almost out of time, and you're riding shotgun, and we'll have Dr. Pechenik back, obviously, very, very soon if he wants to join us. SteveMachanik.com. We've been asking a lot of the questions here. What's the big takeaway from this? What's the next threat, Dr. Pechenik, and any other points?
Yes, the next threat is really, what do we do next? It's what Roger said. Roger and I should go back into the administration and do what we've done in past administrations, which is to sit down, figure out who needs what, who's got to do what institutions have to be taken down or downsized, and it has to be systematic. It's very much the Trump system. He has to evaluate, he has to decide, and then he has to implement. It's like building a building. You have to know what you really need, who you really need, and who can implement it. And it has to be done very quickly so that there's no backlash. Victory is not declared until you really have a republic that's functioning along the lines.
That's right. Until it happens, it's just fantasy. So here's my question. Look, if I'm the Clintons or I'm Obama, these are nasty, entitled, delusional people. It's what makes them so dangerous is they're lazy. They vacation constantly now. Hillary didn't used to be, but the point is they're bad news. They're pissed. They are scheming mad. Soros is running around. He's emboldened by all the crimes he's committed, getting away with them. I mean, how does the bleeding and wounded gremlin of the New World Order neocons globalists, how do they strike back at Trump?
I mean, because this is like the march on the Soviet Union. When I helped take it down, there was no rebound. The rebound came 20, 30 years later under Putin, but we wanted a strong leader. What we have to worry about is not the rebound that's going to come back from these wounded individuals. They've been humiliated. It's not just that they've been knocked out. They've been totally humiliated. And as Roger points out, there's really a criminal, strong criminal element to it, which Giuliani can handle. The real issue now is to look upwards. Who who is Trump going to appoint? What are the who are the people that are going to do the cleaning? Who are the people who are going to run the republic? And how much more are we going to decrease the entire bureaucracy so that it functions in an effective way? That's the key element for us right now. They can come back any way they want, but they're scattered, they're fearful, they're bleeding. You don't gloat at this point. What you do is reconsolidate, you reconstitute, and then move on, to the system and start to take it apart.
But, I mean, isn't it more dangerous to leave the Clintons with all their blackmail data and everything
well,
in place?
I'll leave it up to Giuliani. He was a great prosecutor under Reagan. I used to say that Drexel Burnham. You have Mike Milken for $600 million on the cover of Time magazine, but I got a young man who's making $60,000 named Giuliani. And then Drexel, the head of Drexel, said to me, oh, no, we've got great lawyers. I said, you're not going to be around. And I said, the $60,000 lawyer, Giuliani, is going to take down your $600 million Milken. And he did it. I'm not worried about that. The criminal prosecution will go along the lines of what Giuliani needs to do and Trump wants to do. What really has to be done, 90% of this is not about vindictiveness. Roger knows that. I know that. Even Nixon wasn't as vindictive as people claimed. He instead implemented the foreign policy.
Well, here's the deal. I'm not going to leave a bunch of traitors that have sold us out seven ways to Sunday that are my personal enemy in place. I can't sleep at night. I would be a moron, and Trump would be an idiot if we don't go for the jugular.
No. It's not a question. What I'm saying is you put them in prison. You put in place all the necessary legal consequences of their behavior. That's not the key issue now is to move on.
No, I agree. Throw their ass in prison when they get a jury trial and move on. All right, we'll talk soon.
I think this should be, up to Giuliani. He knows prosecution. He understands what it means to prosecute. He knows
I'll say this. I've had issues with Giuliani, but he has called her a crook. He has said she has
I'm not worried about it because he has already stated publicly what he would do. Trump has stated publicly what he is going to do. What we need to do is to make sure that the Department of Defense has a salient capability to do what it needs to do, that our intelligence community is effective. Do we really need 16 units in the intelligence unit? I don't think so. I think
Roger would understand. All right, Dr. Pachinik, we're out of time. StevePachinik.com. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
History has happened. Now, Stone is going to get some lunch, and then he's going to be back with us co-hosting. We've decided to not do 52 hours. We decided to just go right through as late as the crew wants to. And let me tell you, they're all getting bonuses. Talk about MVPs, the American people taking action, speaking out. Hispanic Trump supporters who have been demonized and attacked. Black Trump supporters. People have gone through hell. And I'll tell you what has to happen now. I always just hire whoever does the best job. And I found of every color, there's great people. But like I say, when liberal media comes here, they go, half the people here aren't white. What's going on? I'm like, yeah, I know over at NPR it's all white people, right? I know. We hire off what somebody's able to do and their credentials and then how they operate. I don't look at what color their skin is. That's why I'm being called racist. It's not that they're guilting me and have power over me. It pisses me off because I'm not racist. Now, other stereotypes of groups of people? Yeah, if you're in a Dairy Queen in East Texas and you're with a good-looking woman and guys roll in with a rebel flag, one of them's and the rebel flag's not a bad flag, but with a bunch of guys acting tough, they might smart off to you because they're a bunch of thugs. They're white guys. They're thugs. They're gang members. Bunch of black guys pull up, all acting thugged out, listening to music. You're with a hot girl. They're going to say something. Are those black thugs or are they white thugs? They're just thugs, folks. You see a thug a mile away. And I'm like Martin Luther King. When I say that, I don't mean I'm like him being this big hero who got killed and all the rest of it. I mean, I go off what you do. I mean, if you've got a restaurant and black people own it, and it's got the best, southern cooking in town, which is in East Austin, I'm in there. I care less what color they are. Hell, I've even gone in restaurants I know are owned by racist black people because I got the best damn barbecue. I mean, I'm here for the music. I'm here for the food. I'm here for the camaraderie. I'm here to go fishing with somebody, no matter what color they are, if they're cool. And this whole leftist thing is about making us all hate each other instead of being based on basic ideas as they rob our entire birthright and everything we are. And that's what makes makes me so mad. You know, how they try to make everybody uncomfortable, how they try to make people not get along with each other. They're the race baiters. They're not even racist. They're just scientifically using this to control us, and it pisses me off. Listen, the future of this country is Hispanics. Half the kids in what I think it's ninth grade and below now are Hispanic in this country. In 10 years, it'll be 75%. That's fine with me. White people killed all their kids, as I said earlier. I just want the Hispanics to adopt the Second Amendment, private property, wealth, and success, and freedom. And not be spoon-fed by a bunch of weird, evil, hunchback pieces of crap in you know, New York and D.C. that think you're idiots. I mean, it pisses me off when people I know do a Nigerian scam. You know, they think they're really getting money from somebody. And I tell them, that's a Nigerian scam. And they go, no, you're just jealous. I know Prince Boo Boo. And it's the same thing. No, you're going to give more money, and then you're going to get ripped off. They don't want to believe they're being conned. And the folks I know that have done, you know, been ripped off by Nigerian scams are white people. The point is, I told the story that I'm going to our guest. I'll hold him in the next hour if need be, because I don't want to cut Larry Nichols short, because he's been so central part of this. And we got Roger Stone coming back in after he eats Texas barbecue. But what I'm getting at here is, these are people who are black, white, Hispanic, German, Jewish, Chinese, Japanese, you know, Nigerian, who are just bad people. They'll say I'm bashing Nigerians. Oh, that's just a well-known scam. It's an example. I've told the story. I'm out listening to rockabilly music with Mike Judge. Not name dropping. That's who I was out with. And everybody goes, oh, my God, the princes are here. And then these guys pull up this whole Cadillac. And it's this rockabilly place where all the trendies go to. It's a former black bar. It's still about half black. We're out there about 2 a.m. This is years ago. And listen to this music. And these guys walk in these outfits. And everybody's just kissing their ass, giving them free drinks and everything. And they're like, that's royalty. And I said, no, that's not. That's a freaking scam. And I had to go over and say to them, I said, God, you guys go around all day like you're royalty. You know. And I said, that's basically what government does, or Queen Elizabeth does. Kim Jong-un is royalty. He's third-generation dictator. It's disgusting. And that's why I don't want people to put on fronts. And I'm here to tell you, the Democratic Party is a Nigerian scam. I mean, I don't mean the literally Nigerian scam. It's all a big joke. And it's time for it to come down. It's time for it to fail. It's time for it to fall apart. It's time for all of us to deliver on prosecuting the Clintons, deliver on tax cuts, deliver on spending cuts, deliver on detente. This is beautiful. Trump means no forced inoculations. Trump means cities pulling fluoride out of the water. Oh, yeah, he's on board. Trump means we've got somebody who they're going to try to block, but he's going to try with his bully pulpit to deliver everything we want that's constitutional. That's a big deal. Don't want war with Russia. Don't want to fund jihadis. Don't want to bring in unvetted people with syphilis or TB or frickin' cholera or leprosy. You want Trump. Trump doesn't want to blow our brains out. Trump isn't at satanic meetings with weirdo women drinking blood. You know, I mean, it's just I'm with the guy that doesn't drink blood. You know what I mean? He's not perfect, but he has the courage to take action. We're going to Larry Nichols. I'm going to skip this break. Before I go any further, I got to tell you about people that make this broadcast spot possible, and that's the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running a special that is unprecedented for this election and now this victory we're extending another day. InfoWar, maybe 2 days. InfoWarsStore.com, 34% off all the storable food, 34% off all the different nutraceuticals and supplements, free shipping on top of that, trying for auto ship, an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And if we get the funds, you will see us go next level. So, MVPs, it's you, the audience, that have supported us, that have spread the word, that have done it all, whether it's DNA Force with the BioPQQ and the CoQ10 and all the rest of it, our flagship, most expensive product that's 5 times lower than leading competitors, or Supermel Vitality, or the incredible Brain Force, or it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, don't forget we have third-party sponsors that are great folks. Solutions from Science is one of my oldest sponsors. and they are selling some of their Perfect Power solar generators below cost. This is their top-of-the-line model, the one I use at my house. It's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want to. Normally around $6,000, they're letting them go for less than $1,500. I paid $4,000 years ago and I got the discount. It's a big deal. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com, and get yours before they're gone. Continuing. Revelations. I'm in the movie, a bunch of other great folks. It exposes everything. The war goes on. The fight goes on. He's in the film, Charlie Daniels. It's powerful. Chuck Undersea, an Army colonel, great patriot, has spent his life's fortune, his wife's savings, to put this out. 5 years in the making. This is a powerful film. It needs to be seen. Schedule showings in your area. Get the DVD. You name it. Infowars.com obviously is behind this because they're such great patriots. Visit revelationthemovie.info. RevelationTheMovie.info to purchase your DVD or check into hosting it at a theater near you. That's RevelationTheMovie.info. All right. We're going to continue. Not 50 hours now, but 60 hours. We're just continuing. I don't care if it's just one person. Whoever wants to stay can. They're getting hazard pay right now. I mean, we're going to continue on today. Continue on because people are tuned in. They want to know what's going on. They're excited. History's happening. But, again, I am so thankful right now. Because this is a repudiation of all the fake polling companies. This is a repudiation of the mainstream media. Beth Harris comes on, big liberal. They tried to steal it from Trump last night. The tsunami win was so big they failed. The tsunami win was so big they failed. But they're going to strike back. Larry Nichols, we have seen the fall of the Clintons at least so far. Let's talk about how they may counterstrike. You predicted that they would no-bill him. You predicted they would come out, you know, the day before the election or 2 days before and say that they'd done nothing wrong. But despite all that, they failed. I think it's very telling that former Clinton confidant, former Clinton insider, I think it's very telling, Larry Nichols, that they would not concede that night in a press conference, he's probably too sick to, that they did it the next day and that they weren't as conciliatory as Trump. Do you talk about that, A, and then B, whatever's on your plate, do you agree with me that they're insane? Trump is insane, which he's not, and his entire crew, they are leaving a rattlesnake in their bed if they do not rout the Clintons and their entire crime syndicate, including the neocons, immediately.
You know, Alex, if Donald Trump doesn't go all the way, he's a fool. He's an absolute fool. Look, these people are like the plague. You may get a case solved, but unless you kill the plague, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. What they're working on, I will bet you $100 to biscuit what they did last night that delayed their announcement or concession. And she was checking with Obama, checking to make sure that everything was in place since they were having to face defeat, making sure that he had her covered with a pardon, making sure that the Clinton Foundation was covered with a pardon. And then they're making their plans today. They're not making their plans to ride off. They're not planning to go away and disappear. You got to remember, they made large promises to people that have put billions of dollars into that foundation. They can't walk away from that. So, no, it's not over. Now, what Donald Trump's got to do, and I wish everybody in this audience would do it, send him a letter. Send Donald Trump a letter and remind him of all the things that he promised us he would do if he became president. I'm talking about build the wall. I'm talking about stopping this madness of these unvetted Syrians coming in by the thousands. He's got to hold to that promise. You know, he's been elected, but there's a couple of things I've seen that I don't like, Alex. Number one, Paul Ryan. You know, him and Paul Ryan making up, him and Hillary making up all this.
Oh, no, I agree. And Paul Ryan has stabbed him in the back three times. No, let me tell you, Trump's smart. He needs to get in. I'm not going to give him, he's going to get in. And they already know it. So how will they attack him in the next 2.5 months, though? I mean, they're not going to go away quietly.
Donald Trump is going to run into a Congress that is going to, everything he tries to do, they're going to shut him down.
And he has to go on TV and name the people that are involved. He has, yes. That's why he has to remove Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's head, politically, should be on a frickin' spike in front of the White House.
Listen, Paul Ryan has already said that if Donald Trump tries to build that wall, he has a lawsuit waiting. Already got it prepared, a lawsuit to stop him. And then...
Oh, big frickin' deal, exactly. We're allowed to have a damn wall.
Right. And then... Donald Trump saying that he's going to get rid of all these presidential special orders. He's going to do special orders to get rid of them. But let me tell you the problem. You know this, Alex. When Obama issued every one of those presidential special orders, Congress had 30 days to rescind every damn one of them.
And they didn't. And they shut up funding bureaucracies for each one of the little things.
That's right. They could have shut every one of them down. But I'll bet you this. When Donald Trump signs a presidential special order, what do you bet there's a rescission order signed immediately? Now, he's going to fight a Congress that is going to be vicious unless he stands up, as he has done, and tell the American people.
That's right. If he is conciliatory, if he plays ball. Did you notice Obama came out today and said, all right, we should all root for Trump. That's a quote. We should get behind him. They're openly now saying, okay, you beat us. You took over. We'll leave you alone if you sell out. No. Now we're going to find out. Did Trump really just want to take over the kingdom, or did he want to change the world? This is where we, and I think he's for real. We're about to find out.
I think he's for real, but we got to make him prove it. He's got to prove it. He can't just say it. You know, Alex, listen, you've never seen a time when a moral Christian conservative and a liberal or a communist have negotiated. You've never seen it. Whenever negotiations take place, I'm just going to shorten it by saying a liberal and a conservative.
It's one-sided.
One-sided every time. So Trump's got to bring to that White House his business acumen. He knows what it's like to get into a deal. He knows what it's like to negotiate. And I hold him to what he has said. He knows how to win in negotiations, and he damn well better do it, or this whole ride will be short-lived, Alex. It will be the shortest-lived trip we've ever seen, because they will cut him up in a million pieces.
That's right. Let's stop right there. Talk about this, though, celebration-wise. The mainstream media is dead. They've destroyed themselves. They're a joke. They'll still prop it up, because it's an even bigger collapse if they admit it's gone. Because then it'll just be, oh, we're actually the real media. Oh, my God, these people were fake. It's all in the WikiLeaks. But this is a repudiation of the pollsters, the political class, the elites. This vote, this overriding of the fraud, is a indicator, a major blue ribbon victory, gauging the level of awakening. I mean, is it not spectacular, Trump aside?
You know, Alex, this is the greatest day for programs, networks like yours. You proved through this network, through Matt Drudge and his internet site, you proved that the truth is out there if somebody's got the courage to cover it. And I believe that the mainstream media now has humiliated itself. I don't know who they're going to go to convince anymore. Who's going to believe them anymore? Who's going to believe the Post?
That's right. That's right. They were already totally discredited at 6% in major studies, AP. Now they acted like we were crazy that Trump would win. They are in negative numbers. They are the discredited joke of the world.
The only way they come back is to lie and to try to put on this facade that they're changing, and they're going to be more conservative, more fair, that they're going to deal with the news straight up. But everything I've seen thus far this morning doesn't show me.
Hey, let me tell you, here's an analogy. We're going to come back. 70 seconds from Larry Nichols. If I get food poisoning in a restaurant that I've been to for years that I love, I'm never going back there again. Everything they serve, we get food poisoning from. So I don't care what they say or what they do. CNN, Megyn Kelly, all of you, you're done. You're done. We hate you. You're pathetic. We know you're a scumbag, Megyn Kelly. You're done, you little tart. You are a traitor against this country, you sack of crap.